This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
KVJ Cuts.
All right, we want to hear your random strong opinions. What random thing do you have an unusually strong opinion about? We all got them, so I know you got one to text to us, 877-979-WRMF. Ashley just texted in. She said, if you can't handle wearing heels for the whole night, don't wear them. I will never walk barefoot in a club or on the streets of Clematis. I feel like I could contract a disease. It is a baffling thing. My daughter has a pair of shoes she loves. She says they're so cute and they're so trendy. I can't even tell you what brand they are.
Well, that's where you need to tell us what brand they are. It matters to the story.
Yeah, I don't know if she's awake now because where she is very early, but I might have to text her because it's unreal. Her feet are getting mangled to the point where they're probably going to scar the cuts in the backs of her heels. Unbelievable.
From the shoe?
From the shoe. I'm like, how can this be a high quality shoe if it is shredding your feet? And why would you wear it? She's like, "Dad, they're super cute."
I've tried on the Louboutin, and those to me are so uncomfortable on your feet. I can't wear them, most of them, not all of them. But if you told me I had to wear those to be trendy, I'm just not going to be trendy, because trendy without comfort is no life.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We should establish that. That's sensibility, correct?
That is sensibility. You can't be tearing up your feet, girl.
I'm trying to get through to my daughter, and it's just not working because it's suck yet. All right, here's another random strong opinion. It says, you know you're rich when people stop asking what you're wearing and they start asking who you're wearing. Me, Kirkland at Costco. I think that comes from that page. I'm oddly fascinated with that, too. That woman who's going around Worth Avenue.
Class of Palm Beach.
Ever since that Palm Royale has come out, I've been watching that. Yeah, where they go around Worth Avenue on Palm Beach and like, okay, who are you wearing? And like, okay. And they're like, I'm wearing da da da.
I've been waiting for you to ask. I'm so glad we accidentally ran into each other on Worth Avenue. I've only been standing out here for an hour and a half waiting for you to notice me.
I get what Bird does now. I hate it, but I love it and I need it.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. I don't want to, but I can't tear away. All right. What do you think about this random strong opinion? Ice cream cake is not cake. It's just a brick of ice cream. Stop calling it cake.
It really is shaped like a cake, but it is ice cream. You're right. It's really not a cake.
Huh. Okay.
The black crunchy things, I
guess.
Are
the star.
They are the star. Does that separate the ice cream from cake? I don't know if it does.
They think that, okay, they just don't like the description. They almost feel like it's a lie.
But it looks like a cake.
It does look like a cake.
But they're saying it's just a brick of ice cream.
Cake shape. But are you a cake?
We're arguing snack semantics. I love it, but I don't think there's any winners here. I think you go round and round with this.
You just have to probably just punt and take your own side. This person said, my random strong opinion, I can accept that I am a balding, fat, middle-aged man, but I refuse to accept that the smoking hot younger woman with big boobs who likes a post of mine from 5 years ago is a bot, scammer, or online porn vendor. Guys, bless I gotta tell you, I have such a false sense of confidence now, and I don't know what's happened to X ever since Elon Musk took over, but there are so many hot bots on there now, and they all like me, Virginia. They've found me. I mean, my followers, it's just like a runway show of models.
Bless your heart.
And, you know, in a sense, it does. I know it's not real, but my self-esteem has ticked up a bit because of it.
Unless these are friends of Caitlyn, they're not liking your stuff, Dada.
I know that. But I just don't want to face the reality. This person said, I positively loathe my birthday. I really don't see what I would be celebrating. I wish I could donate it to some little kid who would be ecstatic to have two every year.
Huh. Yeah, I hate my birthday too. I'm not a big fan of it. I think we should, once you get past the age of 20, I think we should celebrate it once every decade and then make
it
special.
You hit that new mark, yeah.
When
I got you.
You hit 40, big party. You hit 50, big party.
I love that idea. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I do too.
Because what's special about 37?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right. Okay.
What are you turning this year?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm 47 this year.
47 okay. this year.
But I've been saying I've been 47 since Jan 1. That's what I do. Every year of my birthday, I just accept the set. I go, you're in your 47th year. Just start saying there's 47 now. So I'm already used to it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, another random strong opinion. If it takes you longer than 30 seconds to explain your email address to somebody over the phone, you should get a new one that's easier to communicate.
Yeah, ours are terrible. I'm so mad at mine. Our stupid agent that we had told me to pick mine, and I was like, okay, I'll do whatever you say. I'm stupid.
It's so funny.
It's so long. And I'm like, why would you pick this, you idiot?
I did the same thing about the same agent you're talking about. She did the same spiel on me, and every time I go to email somebody, I go, damn you, why did I listen to her?
It's such a long, dumb thing. Make it easy. Make it short.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about this random strong opinion? One of the biggest scams we just accept is hotel stays not being an actual 24 hours. If I check in at 3 p.m., that's when I should be allowed to check out.
I agree with that. It is pretty messed up that you can't check in till 3, but they want you out of there at 11 a.m. now.
That's a great point.
And if you call to ask for a late checkout, they act like you're asking for their firstborn. Like, right. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it should be understood. Checkout. I'm paying for a day's stay.
You just reminded me of something that I've got a strong opinion about.
Yep.
If you pay for a 90-minute massage or a 60-minute massage, shouldn't that be a 60-minute massage, a 90-minute massage? Not this weird 10 minutes of we're going to prep and we're going to get dressed. It takes me 3 seconds to get undressed. I don't need 10 minutes.
Prove it. Prove it, big dog.
I got a clock.
3 seconds, Kevin?
Yeah, I know. That's quite a bold claim.
Set the timer.
I get down to my underwear and hat and...
Oh, my gosh. Wait, give them a chance to sign on to KVJ TV because I know the ladies want it.
Yeah, and you can also go back and get this on demand should you need to, and I think you should.
Okay, Big Sexy, you got 3 seconds, and we want to see it all.
On your mark, get set, and go. Okay. He's got
pants off. Go, go,
he's going
go,
for the shirt.
Go.
And he
underwear off.
Underwear off.
Underwear off.
Socks.
Underwear
Socks.
Off.
And kaboom.
I can't.
He just can't get up.
He's struggling.
Okay.
You ever see when a turtle goes on their back?
I'll give you a little credit. I'm going to give you 8 seconds.
I'm trying to help. I can't. My hair
that's
is
not bad. Head. That's actually not bad.
He was about 4 seconds, and all he had left was his
Socks.
Drawers.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I proved my point, I think.
Yeah,
I
then you can do
10
it.
Minutes of just give me my 60-minute massage.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Strong point.
Shake that thing, girl.